All right, guys, so before we get into this episode, I want to just say that we have a YouTube channel over on YouTube. It's called Run It Up. Make sure you go over there, subscribe. We're gonna try to post more over there, and yeah, should be a good time.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Run It Up. It's been a while, but today we're gonna be talking about the new free agency and free agency moves in the NFL, and we're gonna do a quick segment on March Madness because that's what everyone's talking about right now.
All right, so let's just get to some of the biggest signings in NFL free agency. So obviously, I think in my opinion, the biggest signing was the Bengals getting Orlando Brown Jr. They've been needing some offensive linemen these past like 5 years. It's been forever. They haven't got any yet, and we finally got a big name offensive lineman.
I've been waiting to get someone like that, but it finally happened. When I saw that, I got super excited. But one of the teams that had a really good offseason was the Panthers. They got a lot of people.
You know, they traded for the first overall pick, which was nice. Got rid of DJ Moore, but you know, it's okay. Hold on, let me go see what they got.
Yeah, they got like Miles Sanders.
Yeah,
Got
I was
Hayden
sad about
Hurst for
that.
the Bengals. Not happy about that. But
They, huh?
they
Oh,
got
yeah, they got,
Hayden Hurst, sadly.
Where are they?
Yeah, I was just gonna list of these. So the Jets, they got the Jets got Mecole Hardman from the Chiefs on a 1 year deal. So I think that's good because he'll be with Alan Lazard too and Aaron Rodgers, assuming that
Was
he
that
gets there.
recent?
Yeah,
Yeah.
this is Diego,
Oh yeah, I forgot that we haven't talked about like Aaron Rodgers. It's been so long. It looks
Yeah,
like
I
he's
know.
going to the Jets, so.
Yeah, at this point it's assumed that once Alan Lazard went to the Jets, it was almost a given that he's going. I
Well,
would
then
be
he said it
very, very
too.
surprised if he did not go.
He said that he was going too, so.
Yeah.
All right. Something that kind of went under the rug that like would have been huge if this offseason wouldn't have been so big was Jalen Ramsey getting traded to the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I kind of like forgot about that for a little bit, but yeah, that was a
Yeah.
pretty big name.
Some people might not agree with me with this, but I feel like Jalen Ramsey has kind of fallen off a little bit.
I agree with you. I think Sauce Gardner is the best
Yeah, I
cornerback in
think
the
Sauce
NFL.
Gardner has emerged as the best quarterback, but the Jalen Ramsey used to be the best. He played oh after they won the Super Bowl, just like this past year he did not play good, which of course their entire team didn't play good, except for Cooper Kupp in the first
He
like
was
five, six
so
games.
he was so good in Jacksonville. He went to the Rams and
Yes.
he didn't do as good, but like he was still good, but then this past year he like fell off a cliff.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I'd agree with you. He was so much better on the Jaguars.
The Patriots got Juju. We already talked about the Jets.
Yeah.
The Ravens look like they might lose Lamar.
Which that's been going around for a while.
Yeah, I have no clue where he's going because no teams are like pursuing him. I think Colts recently, so that might be something.
Yeah. But
The
I mean,
Steelers got Pat Pete,
yeah.
which I mean Pat Pete is getting a little bit old, but
Yeah.
the Texans have also, I think, had a good have had a pretty decent
Well, yeah,
offseason.
after they got Dalton Schultz, it started. I mean, Dalton Schultz and Devin Singletary,
And Robert Woods.
yeah.
Jimmy
Robert
Ward.
Woods is okay, but he's better on the Rams.
Hold on.
I mean, the Patriots got they did they saved Jalen Mills. They agreed to 1 year deal, but not really
Oh,
much
the
sense
Raiders got
there.
Jimmy Garoppolo. That was
Yeah, that was a big one
'cause they
because
it looks like they're not gonna be able to get a quarterback in the draft unless they get like a late pick like Will Levis or Anthony Richardson.
yeah, but when we got Orlando Brown after we got him, Jonah Williams, our terrible offensive lineman, was now wanting to request for a trade, so
Just
I'm not really
I would just
complaining.
keep him. Like just keep him in case
Yeah, but well,
Orlando Brown gets hurt.
I mean, I'd rather me personally, as being a Bengals fan, I would trade him if he wants to, because that frees up some cap space. Because we're not going to trade away any of our, like, our main offensive players, like the, like, Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Burrow. Mm-hmm. So I think that it would be a good idea to trade him. Not trade him, but release him and trade him.
The Cowboys traded for Stephon Gilmore and Brandon Cooks.
They got rid of Zeke,
but Zeke, he's eyeing the Eagles, Jets, and Bengals.
I don't know about the Bengals. Not going to the Bengals. We do not need him unless we get rid of Joe Mixon, but still.
And I don't know about the Eagles because, like, I feel like we're going to draft Bijan Robinson in the draft. So I don't think that they would need him to be on our team.
Yeah. I have a feeling that he is going to go to the Jets because the Jets.
The thing is, with Jets, they have Breece Hall.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be like, if he goes to the Jets, it's going to be like another Dallas because Breece Hall is going to be like Tony Pollard and he's going to be playing most of the minutes. And same thing if he goes to the Bengals, because Joe Mixon's going to be playing most of the minutes, too. At least he should
Maybe if Zeke goes to the Jets, then he'll get, like, a one-year contract to, like, mentor Breece Hall.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, he could go to, like, the Panthers or something. Oh, wait, no, not the Panthers. Not anymore. But, like, I don't know where he could go. Maybe, like, never mind.
He should kind of go to the Rams. Yeah. Another big free agency move was Darren Waller going to the Giants.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Giants might be scary next year.
Yeah, the NFC East is going to be good next year because the Eagles are going to be good unless they fall off. But I think they're going to have a season like the Bengals did. But, I mean, the Cowboys are going to be good with some of their new free agents. And then the Giants are going to be good, probably.
The Commanders are a good team. Like, they're looking like they could make a push next year. But they're in the NFC East, so I think they're just going to stay the same because they're probably going to lose, like, most of their games to, when they play against the NFC. Because they didn't really get anybody. They just have a pretty decent team, and it looks like they're trying to stick with, what's his name? Sam Howell.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The Bears had a really good offseason, I think. They got DJ Moore, Tre'Davious Edwards, Nate Davis, T.J. Edwards from the Eagles. I think they really are buying in on Justin Fields right now. Mm-hmm. They did lose David Montgomery, but they have a pretty good backup in Khalil Herbert.
Yeah, he was a good rookie last year. He was, like,
mm-hmm.
solid.
They might draft Bijan Robinson. I don't know. They might get an offensive lineman, too, though.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm kind of hoping that the Eagles do get Bijan Robinson. I really like him.
Mm-hmm.
The Lions have a good offseason, too. They got C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Cameron Sutton, David Montgomery.
Yeah.
That was nice. All right. David Montgomery – Sorry.
No, you're good. You keep talking. I was going to say something else.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. David Montgomery is, like, replacing Jamal Williams because Jamal Williams went to the Saints, so
– Yeah. I don't really understand that because I get
the Saints?
I get that Jamal Williams, like – They like that the Lions already have DeAndre Swift, but I mean, Jamal Williams had like so many touchdowns, and he played really well. But of course, you could argue that the touchdowns he had were from like the 1 and 2 yard line. But
yeah, but the thing is, he also didn't get a lot of money. He got like an $8 million contract.
Yeah,
he could get so much more. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
The Rams got no free agent signings.
Yeah.
They had absolutely zero. That's crazy.
Well, dang. If that's it with the free agents, you want to quickly talk about the
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The March Madness.
All right, so do you want to start it or can I
Yeah, sure, I'll just start. So, I mean, of course, got the underdogs winning, Furman and Princeton. Mm-hmm. I mean, Princeton's in the Sweet 16. They're doing very well, but
well, don't forget about FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson. They literally beat the one seed.
FDU, yeah, that was a great game. Yeah, there's FAU too. There's
FAU's still looking good.
Yeah. So yeah, Tennessee. I'm surprised Tennessee beat Duke. I thought Duke was gonna beat Tennessee by a lot because they didn't have Zakai Ziegler, but
I had Tennessee winning that game. I don't like Duke has just not been good this past year.
Yeah. But I mean, I hate to bring it up, but Kentucky played great in our first game, and second game we just
we still played well really good, I think.
Yeah, we played fine. It's just there's some plays that I wish we could have taken back.
Yeah. Okay.
Arkansas beating Kansas.
I called that. I have Arkansas going to the championship game in my bracket.
Wow. Well, looks like they're about to lose to UConn because they're down by, like, 17 in the first half. So.
Oh, crap. All right. Well, I had them going against Alabama, and I have Alabama winning the entire thing.
Yeah, so many people have Alabama winning.
Who do you have?
Did
you
make it? I have Alabama.
Yeah, okay. Who do you have them going against?
I have them going against Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing with Texas is, when I did it, I did my bracket in like an hour because I really did a deep dive in every team because I have not been paying attention at all this year in college basketball.
Yeah, Kentucky whenever Kentucky isn't that good, it's kind of hard to pay attention to college basketball.
Yeah. Texas doesn't have a guy that if they need somebody to take the last second shot or to, like, make a couple plays to get them back in the game, they don't have that guy. You know how, like, Kansas State has that, the little guy, number one? Yeah, like
the Mike Noel or whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been doing really good the game, too. I was just watching it. But he can get you back after you're down by 10 points to, like, 5 points in, like, 2 seconds. Because he can score. And he can, like, create for other players really well.
Yeah.
Can you hear my dog?
Yeah, just a little bit. It's okay, though.
Okay. I didn't know if you could, because that was funny.
All right. Well, I mean, that's really it with March Madness. There really wasn't much to talk about rather than just a bunch of upsets and stuff like that, because that's usually what's expected, but...
I think we'll try to film next week, too. And I think by then, we'll talk about March Madness again, I think. And then also, I'm going to probably make a mock draft.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that I want to do that. So, but okay. it'll probably only be lottery picks. I don't think I'm going to go all the way down to 31.
All right.
Yeah. All right, well... I'm going to close it out here, I think, right? Because you have to go.
Yeah, it's a pretty short one, okay. Dave.
Yeah, but we covered a lot of stuff anyway, so that was good.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, well, thank you guys for watching, if you made it this far. Make sure that you you follow the, what is it, this is podcast, and you put 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on. And, yeah, thank you guys for watching. See you.
See you.